This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Another nail in the GOP farm bill's coffin as top House and Senate Democrats say it undermines passing a five-year bill by splitting the Farm Food Coalition. It was a follow-up to earlier comments by top House Ag Democrat David Scott that GOP's bill is not bipartisan and can't pass the way it is, especially with tighter SNAP requirements.
Whether you call it a cut or a reduction of future benefits, Democrats oppose it.
Longtime Senate Ag Republican Chuck Grassley tried to put his best spin on the situation.
Well, I'm not optimistic about the prospects. I hope that we can see some productive legislating in the coming weeks.
That depends largely on whether Democrats expect to take back the House and Republicans the Senate.
The possibilities of a Republican Congress and President puts off the opportunities of getting a bill this year, but that wouldn't be the main reason for doing it.
Which Grassley claims is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Schumer doesn't have it on the 17 things he wants to do yet this year. And secondly, he set out a calendar before Christmas of only 125 days at the Senate's meeting.
But Grassley cautions that a week is a lifetime in politics and anything can change.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.